A reading from the book of the prophet Jonah. The word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. Set out for the great city of Nineveh and announce to it the message that I will tell you. So Jonah made ready and went to Nineveh according to the Lord's bidding. Now Nineveh was an enormously large city. It took 3 days to go through it. Jonah began his journey through the city and had gone but a single day's walk, announcing 40 days more and Nineveh will be destroyed. When the people of Nineveh believed God, they proclaimed a fast, and all of them, great and small, put on sackcloth. When the news reached the king of Nineveh, he rose from his throne, laid aside his robe, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in the ashes. Then he had this proclaimed throughout Nineveh by decree of the king and his nobles. Neither man nor beast, neither cattle nor sheep shall taste anything. They shall not eat, shall not drink water. They shall be covered with sackcloth and call loudly to God. Everyone shall return from his evil ways and from the violence he has in hand. Who knows? God may relent and forgive and withhold his blazing wrath so that we shall not perish. When God saw their actions and how they had turned from their evil way, God repented of the evil that God had threatened to do to them. God did not carry it out. The word of the Lord. By the time we get to today's text from the prophet Jonah, poor Jonah has already been through the mill, having done everything possible to hide from God. He's been thrown into the sea and left for dead because the sailors on the ship realized that he was the cause of their treacherous voyage. Then, as we know, he was miraculously swallowed by a big fish and spent the next 3 days and three nights in the belly of the fish. It seems that Jonah got religion in those 3 days and three nights. After all, who wouldn't? He began to pray a little, and slowly a few rays of light pierced the darkness that had pursued and swallowed him. Only then did Jonah finally give in and accept the fact that God was calling him to speak a word for the people. That's what we Dominicans call preaching. Most preachers have to spend a few nights in the belly of a whale from time to time, too. In fact, I suspect that just about every Christian has spent a few nights in that belly. Could it be that a little stint of darkness every once in a while wakes us up and helps us see the path ahead a bit more clearly? Maybe we can't see the light if there hasn't been a little bit of darkness. In today's first reading, Jonah has finally accepted that he's being called by God for a mission. He's not sure why God called him, but that's usually a good sign. There's nothing worse than someone who decides to go out and preach without having been called. Jonah was clearly called. He didn't exactly choose that vocation, but he gave himself to God and set off to help God's people find a path to a faithful life of holiness. When God saw the people's actions, how they turned from their evil way, God repented of the evil that he had threatened to do to them. God did not carry it out. Sounds like Jonah's words, Jonah's obedience to God, bore some fruit. Could it be that God is calling us to a mission during these days? Are we willing to say, "Here I am, Lord"? It very likely won't be quite as adventurous as Jonah's path, but who knows? Maybe it will. Maybe a few days in the belly of a whale would help each of us clarify a few details in our lives. Or maybe just a few days of retreat or a few hours of quiet listening to God would be helpful in clarifying what God's calling us to do. And whether it's the belly of a whale or an evening of Lenten prayer illumined by a burning candle, let's hope that we too can be an instrument of God during this holy season. Blessed Lent.